This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Marty Vanier, Director of Partnership Development with Homeland Security and NBAF, and all kinds of different directions we can go. I do want to mention that phone numbers to call if your questions or comments for Marty, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know you were also at the Blue Ribbon panel this past week on biodefense. I was able to sit in on a couple of hours of that and seemed just fascinating, Marty, but maybe some of the things you came away from that with, and I know they had different sections talking about different aspects of biodefense, but it was a fascinating group of, you know, folks that are on that panel and what they had to say.
I'm sure you made this point to your listeners when you were talking about the panel, but it's incredible that Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas State University, the BRI, everything that was going on, everything that's going on in the community right now with respect to bioscience and agricultural defense and biosecurity is the magnet that drew all of these people here. I was involved with the events. There were actually 2 days worth of events, and I was involved in many of those events, and so got to see a very complete picture of the thought process that the panel is using to put together their reports. A little bit of background, the panel released a report in 2015 that talked about the state of readiness of the country with respect to biosecurity, but biosecurity writ large. And like most things, an awful lot of that focused on human health. And one of the points that that K-State wanted to make was that we need to take a One Health approach. We need to look at the health of wildlife, the health of companion animals, certainly the health of livestock because they supply a significant amount of food, and even the health of plant life and crops because certainly cereal grains provide the vast majority of calories that people consume around the world. So this was, these were conversations that went on over a period of time with the Blue Ribbon panel, and they recognized that they needed to strengthen their report to account for zoonotic disease, livestock disease, and crop disease. And the offer was made to them to come out here to Manhattan and see what we've got, and let's talk to you about this particular issue. So that's the background of why they came. It was 2 very full days with lots of conversation, understanding the issue in the large sense, in the global sense, but then also it was an opportunity for K-State to demonstrate the capabilities that the university has with the BRI, with their very strong plant pathology group that's actually doing some amazing global work, the Feed the Future laboratories that are here on campus. Clearly, NBAF is a piece of that because it's a new capability that we'll have in a few years to help address some of the research challenges that exist in that area. But overall, I think it was fascinating for all of us in the audience to understand the workings of the panel, and I think the panel was very impressed by what they saw here in Manhattan.
I know I sat in on the part that Stephen Higgs was a part of course, with the Biosecurity Research Institute, and that was a fascinating portion. I know later in the day, President Myers was there, and there were other folks from Kansas State University, and just real good, healthy discussion. And, of course, it was a lot of fun to watch former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle sort of in action, too. And I thought it was interesting, the portion I sat in on, and I appreciated this. I know Dr. Higgs asked, hey, am I allowed to ask a question? And he said, you know, where are we on this? And I thought their response was interesting because there is a process involved, and we're talking 30-plus recommendations from them at this point.
Yes, and you can find the report online, and there are about 31 recommendations, I think. Partly what prompted the visit is that the panel, after a year from the release of their original report, went out to do a grade card. You know, how many of these recommendations have been implemented? And actually, two have been implemented. So they recognize that things are not moving at the speed of light. They recognize that some of these recommendations take resources, and resources are limited at this point. But some of the recommendations really don't take resources. They just take a different way of thinking or a different way of organization. And so I'm sure there's some frustration in that respect, that some of these things should be easier to solve than what they appear to be.
It was interesting to me, too, and I do appreciate their candor in that, because you get a lot of these think tanks. I respect that. And but, you know, the lots of talk, but sometimes the action is not so much of that.
That's right. And one of the things that we try to do, I think, out here in Kansas is to take that very big thinking, you know, the big brains thinking big thoughts, and try to make it real and sort of boots on the ground-ish. You have these big thoughts about how we need to solve the problem or how we need to protect against the threat. And there are all these great big ideas for all these great big systems, and we're gonna sniff out this and analyze that and whatever. And then you bring them here and you say, okay, look, this is how it really works out here. And this is what we can do, and this is what we can't do. And here's what we can prove, and here's what we can't prove. And it changes their perspective, which I think is a healthy thing. They can still think the big thoughts, but with a little bit of grounding in what's actually possible. And I think that, in the end, makes for better solutions.
And there's some pretty impressive people on that panel, too. I mean, I mentioned Tom Daschle, but I know you have some veterinarians. And, of course, from your background, you probably appreciate it even more. I mean, there's some excellent people on there, good representation of a lot of different areas.
Yes. Some of the people I knew only by reputation, some of the people I actually knew. It is a great panel with people who are extremely bright. The staff, who I also knew by reputation, and we operated in intersecting circles a little bit. The thing that I appreciated most about the panel was how the staff had prepared the panel to be here. The staff had done their research in staffing up the panel so that the panel knew what questions to ask. And if you think about the questions that the panel asked, they were very intelligent questions that really got, for the most part, to the heart of the issue. They weren't big nebulous questions where you could take about seven different routes to an answer. You know, they were very, very intelligent, well thought out questions that really got to a specific point. And that really impressed me.
Very specific. I would agree with that, too, the little bit that I sat in on. So, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, I mean, there was even congressional, of course, the new congressman, Roger Marshall, spoke up. And of course, that's the other thing about the panel, too. It isn't just a bunch of scientists. I mean, we do have legislators because fundamentally it's up to the federal government to do some work this way for something to happen.
That's right. It's all about national defense, and that's the responsibility of the federal government. So yes, you had the Blue Ribbon panel is made up of some great thinkers, of former members of Congress and scientists and other policy leaders. So it's a really broad range. It was bipartisan. That's part of their name. It's bipartisan, which is also really helpful, and it's nice and refreshing to see that you can see people who represent different parts of the political spectrum being able to come together on an issue like this that's really critical and find ways to work together.
And I know, of course, Tom Daschle even mentioned the fact that action is important, and they need to work with Congress, they need to work with the new president. I sense that I don't know if optimism is the right word, but they're, you know, definitely working toward, you know, hoping that things will proceed.
Mm-hmm.
As expected.
Yes, they are. They are. And there are some, I think they understand that there are in some of those recommendations, there are some very, I'm not sure if simple is the right word, but there are some solutions that aren't terribly complicated and aren't terribly expensive. And we need to find a way to move ahead with some of those solutions and be able to strengthen all these various areas. Rising tide floats all boats. We don't have to solve every single thing right now, but if we can solve a few of these things, then we can make our systems here of healthcare and food production far safer than they would be.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It's now about 9:17. I know we also want to check in on the community liaison group and some other things having to do as we progress towards NBAF and some of your role that way. 537-1350, folks, if you do have questions or comments for Marty Vanier, Director of Partnership Development with Homeland Security and NBAF, you're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing Heating.